Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm having an awesome time. I just don't know how to, you know, I'm just excited. I just don't know how to act. People always say, why are you so excited? You know, I'm excited because, you know what, I'm not going to say I'm all in my purpose because, you know, it's a process to get to the purpose. You know, but when you actually, two things that start with an L. When people see the light in you, not saying that you know, of course, no boastful and no thinking you all that because, you know, I know I'm where you're from. But if people actually say that they see a light in you, and you know, I'm going to just let you know, that light is my Heavenly Father. It's God. It's not me. It's nothing about me. But the next thing is when you can show love to somebody else, when you actually can impact other people's lives. You know, social media has, has opened up so many avenues to so many people. I can tell you firsthand, me being in the medical field, you know, we wasn't on social media. We wasn't doing none of that stuff. But, I mean, all brands pretty much are getting on there. I mean, you know, of course, the big brands from Apple to Starbucks, you know, the ones that we have liked their page, so we get information on a continual basis, all out. You know, celebrities that have music that's on, you know, Oprah, you know, TV dates, all the shows with Steve Harvey. You know, we like those pages. I know you have because I have. But they actually share great information. They do several things, but the main things I know that they do is motivate and inspire. Because, you know, as a general rule, the way I see social media, this is my personal opinion, is that we're supposed to actually motivate and inspire people that they can walk into their purpose, that they can show the light that's already of their gift, talents, and dreams to help them do better because we all are a village. Now, you do see people doing other things on social media, but that's okay. You make sure that you stay positive. And the reason I'm talking about it, we have an awesome, fabulous, I mean, I just love her. I love her posts. I love her graphics. I love everything that she do in her brand. Young lady here, I mean, she's a media personality. And then she actually is a social media coach. Now, you know we need to get some gems and nuggets from her, and that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We actually want you to share your message to the world. You know, we do that through so many ways, through the Good Deeds radio and TV, through, you know, the other Sunday Soul platform we have, but all the platforms that we have, and you know how to get in contact with us. But I'm ready with my pen and paper because you have to be a forever learner. And you need to be a forever listener. And we don't want to delay because I want to get my – I have my pen and paper, and I know I'm going to have to listen to this archive over and over to get some awesome nuggets because she has so much to share with us that we actually can know what our image is, okay, on social media. But we don't want to delay because we're ready. We want to welcome the fabulous, the phenomenal – I mean, she's a phenomenal young lady, Ms. Charvette Mitchell. Are you there?
I am here. Hello, Dr. Renee. Thank you so much for having me.
I just love it. I told her we better watch out because, you know, when two people get together, that's immediate. That's a whole nother level. But she actually, I had an awesome opportunity of being on her platform, and she's going to tell us more about that. But, oh, we just had a ball. I mean, we had to look at the clock and see what time it is.
Yes, yes. Listen, are they ready? Is the audience ready?
That's amazing. But you know, I only, I mean, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I only, you know, just really just even just tapped on the surface of the things that you do. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, just hold on now because she's doing some phenomenal life-changing things that's impacting and helping other people.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And so I'm waving virtually to all of our listeners that are listening in from everywhere around the World Wide Web. And so I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I'm creative director for Mitchell Productions Web Design and Social Media Coaching, where we help you build something amazing with your online brand. And so I am creating websites and bringing brands to life for small business owners, authors, coaches, consultants, speakers, and then in addition to that, really focusing on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and the like about how you can expand the exposure for your business, because the more exposure you have, the more leads you have, which will equal more money that you have. And so I'm honored and happy to do that. And then also host a talk show, a radio show just like you, Dr. Renee. And so those are some of the things that I'm into and doing.
You know, she's just so humble, you know, but she, I mean, this is an influencer, ladies and gentlemen. You need to actually make sure, and yeah, she don't give us her information. We got to actually support her because she gives us tips. She gives us things that we actually can do to make our brand, you know, one, we need to be consistent, and then we to actually impact other people. But, you know, I want to go back to this because a lot of people, and always, you know, we send people mostly, I know in my brand, and you do as well, send people out to our website. I mean, I know we actually got to get your products and services, and we can actually do about at least 12 shows just on website.
Yeah.
But, the, you know, just an overall view of, I mean, when I go to your website, I feel, oh, I'm just excited. I feel it. I fall in love with your brand just on the things that you have on there, from the words, from the graphics. But just overall, I mean, you know, we have two phases here, someone that may be starting up or someone that actually is in business. Any, I mean, advice, I mean, that we can do, but you know, I know we have to, you know, my audience knows we give you nuggets, but we actually need to contact you so you can see what our individual situation is.
Right. No, I'd be glad to share some nuggets. So for somebody just starting, brand new, doesn't have a website, or they're just getting started, you want to make sure you have some of the key basics. So number one, your home page. If you don't do anything else, put a bunch of effort into your home page, because most website visitors spend 10 to 15 seconds on your home page, and then they potentially go somewhere else. So you have to grab their attention with the home page. And a lot of times I see people won't put a lot on the home page, but then they'll put a lot of effort into the other pages, and that's a missed opportunity. So you want to make sure when I come to your home page, within 10 to 15 seconds, I know who you are and I know what you offer. I know who you are and I know what you offer. Then you also want to make sure you have an about page. An about page, because that is the most visited page on the website. So after they get there to the home page, the next place that they're going is the about page, which is telling people about you. And because, Dr. Renee, people like to do business with those they feel like they know, they feel like they trust, and they want to know who is behind the brand. And so you want to have an about page that has your bio or explaining about your business or your industry. And then you definitely want to have contact information, a contact page, so that it's very clear of how they can get in contact with you. And then the last thing I would say would be a specific page about what you're offering. So if you have products or services, make it very easy and clear for them to see what you have and be able to buy it online. Or if it's a service, make sure you have your service outline, and again, a way for them to contact you to engage you. So that's what I would say for somebody beginning. Shall I move to somebody that maybe is a little bit more advanced and has had a site for a while?
Oh, yeah. Because, see, the thing is, we don't want to be stagnated. And I've seen some people say, well, yeah, I want to go to the next level. I want to go from this figure to this figure. And I'm like, well, we got to make sure that we change, you know, our image sometimes, you know.
Yes, and I'm so glad you said that, because a website is a living thing. It lives, it evolves with you, it grows, because I guarantee what you're doing today, you probably won't be doing just that in 2 to 3 years, even in a year. And so your website should grow with you. So the more that you offer, if you start speaking, maybe you started out and you were just doing some coaching or doing some consulting, now you're doing public speaking, that has to be added to your site. So for those that have a site already, already, you want to sit down and look at your site and make sure, A, that it represents the things that you're doing now. So if you haven't touched your site in a year or two, there's probably some things that are outdated. At the very least, your bio has probably updated. So you want to update your bio. You want to make sure your services or your products represent the things that you have now. You want to make sure you have a way to capture people's contact information to get them into an email list, an email marketing tool that you should have integrated with your website. Now, really starting out, I could have put that in my first set of tips, but I didn't want to overwhelm you, but that's really in the first set of tips. But definitely for those that have a site, if you don't have a way to capture people as they come visit and say, I'd like to keep up with Dr. Renee or I'd like to keep up with Charvette, how can I do that? Make sure there's a way for them to get into your email list. Now, to go take it up a notch and go to the next level, you want to be offering and enticing them and giving them something in turn of them giving you your email list. So that's going to the next level of giving some type of free download, free course to entice them to get into your email list. And then definitely you want to be looking at video. Video is the new secret weapon. Video is not going anywhere. We can see by Facebook Live, Periscope, Twitter is getting in on the video game. So how can you include video on your website, even if it's just in a blog page? You want to be doing that. So there you go.
I mean, that's just a tip there, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm glad you said, and I like that, that your website is living because because I'm very transparent. I think the first theme that I started out with, we had to do another theme, and we actually in the process of doing another one. Because the thing about it is, mistakes, and Charvette, I always kind of let people know the mistakes that I did. I didn't even have my website in the beginning. Well, my blog. It wasn't my name, and that's the that was like a no. So if you don't have your name .com and not using other stuff .net .mobi and all that,
yeah,
you need to go get your name, your domain name. And I think a lot of people don't have that, and it's kind of we got to make sure we do that because unfortunately there are some people going out there that's buying people's name, and you got to pay a lot of money to get your name back if you want to use that. So you got to make sure that your website is friendly because, and you said it so well, it's different when our parents was growing up versus now. You have to capture people in seconds, not minutes, seconds, or they're not going to even do anything. I actually, Charvette, have had clients that say that they watched me for not 1 year, but 2 years before they even a product or a coaching. And so, and then let me just bring this in because I know you are stellar in this area as well. We have our website, we have the different tabs, but, what we really have to make sure is we have our social media plugged in and that, that if somebody's on there, they can share and you can share as well to the different platforms. I mean, I've heard people say, and this would be great for a learning tool here, I've heard people say, especially when you start out, because there's so many, we can be here at least 3 hours just naming almost the different platforms that's out there, and they add in every day. I mean, what do you think, in your opinion? I know it's different depending on if because one thing I can say about my makeup artist, she stays more on Instagram and maybe Pinterest more than, because her brand is more visual than, for instance, in my brand with the radio, and your brand as well. Well, what do you suggest as we got our website, functionable, I'm going to say that, because we need to always tweak it. But in regards to all these social media platforms, what can we do? I mean, we're pulling our hair out on what to do on each one.
Yeah, you know what? And so, yes, you are right on track. And so you definitely need to have an integration representation of your social media sites on your website. And so what I always tell people is that, number one, Facebook needs to be a foundation. So you need to have Facebook. You absolutely need to have Facebook, and just because of the sheer numbers of the millions upon millions of people that are on Facebook. The next thing you want to look at is where your audience is, and just like you said, the type of service or product that you have. So for Instagram, I have personally bought, I'm looking at a package right now in my office. I'm sitting here, a necklace that I ordered from somebody I don't even know, just scrolled through my Instagram, saw it and said, I like that, and placed an order. So visual things and quick purchases, low-hanging fruit, I call it, lower-priced products do very well on Instagram. So if you have something visual, you have a lower-priced product, definitely apparel, beauty, health and wellness, that all is doing very well on Instagram. If you have a younger population, a younger population is more so on Instagram and Snapchat. So you've got to look at your target audience. The younger population, if that is who you're trying to target, may not be on Facebook as much. You want to spend more time on Instagram and on Snapchat. But the main thing, and then Twitter, you don't want to leave it out. Twitter has its own kind of culture as well. And so the main thing is to get one or two places and do very well on those places and dominate those versus trying to be on 10 and then you do each one of them just a little bit. It'd be better to hone in on two or three at the most and then and do well on those. That's your better bet.
I agree with that because, it gets kind of interesting there, I'll just be honest. But, you know, I'm so privileged and honored that you're here with us on Good Deeds because, ladies and gentlemen, she said, Miss Charvette Mitchell, she's fabulous, okay. She actually is going to give us the opportunity to let us know. I mean, at least a couple of things, but she said she may do up to five. We'll see how things go. Of things that we need to be doing, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now on social media.
Yes. Let's talk about it. So right now, so number one, video. I have to put that at the top because there's so many people who are afraid of video, but it is the trend and it's not going anywhere. So I probably should be hesitant to even call it a trend. For example, there are executives with Facebook who predict that Facebook will be all video or like 75% video in 5 years. And we can see, for example, Twitter. Twitter won the contract for NFL football to stream live. Now, they won out, they beat out Netflix, YouTube, and some other streaming platforms, a social media site beat out those other platforms to stream video. So video on social media is not going anywhere. We see Periscope. Periscope is still very, has a still strong population on Periscope, and people are doing very well with business on Periscope. So you want to be doing video. Now, what kind of video? You have options. Certainly there's live streaming, which is you take out your smartphone, whether that's an iPhone or an Android, and you're either on Facebook or you are on, you've got three options now. You have four options. You have Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram Stories, and Periscope. And so you take out your phone and you capture quick videos. You don't need a videographer. You don't need editing. You don't need lighting and makeup and all that good stuff that traditionally you needed to have a really good video done. It is now accepted, and the consumer is looking for that kind of behind-the-scenes video, grassroots video. So that's number one on my list of things you need to be doing, one of the things you need to be doing right now on social media. Now, if you're not doing live streaming, still pull out your phone, record a video, and post it directly to the social media sites. That's a tip right there. Number two, branding has been, you know, a buzzword for many, many years, and branding continues to evolve. Many people in the past thought branding was only a logo, but now branding really has to do with your visual component and your emotional component. But one way for people to connect to you is about consistency, which, Dr. Renee, you mentioned a little while ago. Branding is largely about being visible and consistent. So the second thing on my list is that you've got to tighten up your brand. And what do I mean by brand? The colors that you use on your website should transfer over into your social media. So your cover images in your Facebook or your Twitter should be in your brand colors. The images and the colors that you use for social media graphics, if you do a little blog graphic or some type of little meme, whether you're creating it or you have contracted out to have a graphic designer create it, should be in your brand colors. It helps to tie people together. And here's the thing. There's a lot of people doing this well now, so you're going to stick out like a sore thumb if you don't get this right. If you don't get this, if you're really thinking about going to the next level, which I think the listeners that are here are thinking about going to the next level, if you don't get this right, you're going to stick out because a lot of people are getting it right. So number two, consistent branding. And what I'm colors, even if you just get consistent on your colors and your pictures, you want to have a professional pictures. Professional pictures should, and current pictures, especially if you're a speaker, you should look like the picture you sent to put on the flyer. You should not show up looking differently. You don't want your online brand to contradict your in-person brand. Your online brand should not contradict your in-person brand. Number three thing that you should be doing on social media is making sure that you have your name consistent. So how do people find you? Are you one thing on Facebook, one thing on Twitter, another thing on Instagram, another thing on YouTube? You want to streamline so that when people want to figure out how to find you, you're not, you know, Boo Boo Kitty 12 on Instagram, but then you're Charvette Mitchell on Twitter, and then on Facebook it's something abstract like hashtag I am. You know, it's hard for people because what's happening is people are getting more comfortable with social media, so they're jumping between sites. It used to be people kind of just hung out maybe in one, or if they liked Facebook, they kind of hung out there. If they liked Twitter, they kind of hung out there. But people are going in between sites very easily because of purchases. So Facebook now owns Instagram. So some people that weren't on Instagram before are getting more familiar. Snapchat is getting a lot of attention, so now people are snapping. And so if you are out here promoting, you want to have a consistent way for people to find you, and at the least make sure it's professional sounding. So you may have opened up a page and you had, you know, Boo Boo Kitty 12 as your handle. You want, and in the world of business, and if you're promoting a product, a service, even a ministry, you want to streamline that. Number four, blogging, B-L-O-G. You want to have a blog on your website. You want to be blogging. That's one thing you definitely want to be doing because, number one, it drives traffic to your website. It helps to drive traffic to your website from Google and the search engines because it gives the search engines a reason to keep coming back to your site. Think about it. If you're not updating your services every day and you're not updating your bio, there's nothing changing on your website, so there's no new reason for Google to send traffic your way. But if you have a blog on your site, you have a reason for Google to send traffic your way. In addition, this gives you something to share on social media. That's why I have it in this list. A lot of people are like, I don't know what to share, or they feel like they're sharing the same things over and over again. You want to share content that's important or interesting to your target audience. You don't always want to just sell, buy my book, buy this, buy that. You want to share advice and tips and guidance in your genre, and a blog is an effective way for you to do that because you put the tips and the guidance on your blog. You share those links onto your social media. What happens? Somebody clicks to read it, and then, boom, they end up on your website and hopefully see your products and services and can engage you. All right, we're on number five, right? Listen, we're doing speed racing here. This is great information. And you know what? Number five, I'm putting down specifically that you should Facebook Live. Even though I started with video, I have to have five, almost call Facebook Live out separately, because most people have built an audience already on Facebook. And so while yes, you can go to Snapchat, but if you haven't built an audience there, you're going to have to take time to build an audience to get anyone to even look at your stuff. If you go to Periscope and you haven't been on Periscope, you're going to have to build an audience. But most people already have an audience on Facebook, and that's the power of Facebook Live is that you can utilize an audience you already have. In addition to Instagram stories, so I'm kind of tying them two together, which is still kind of in the video piece, but I want to call them out. Instagram stories, if you've been on Instagram, you have more coverage and more contacts on Instagram. And so the new Instagram stories, which are just quick 10-second videos or pictures, and they kind of string them together and you make this little movie, it shows you who watched them, and it's a great way to engage your those that are interested in knowing what you have, because remember, your brand is about visual component and the emotional component, and people connect with you emotionally quickest by video. Next is pictures, and then finally words. So rapid fire, there are my tips.
Wow. I mean, I agree with that because, you know, people say I'm always so funny and a lot of energy. Yeah, people really like that emotional piece because they have to find yourself and see, find themselves, rather, in what you are presenting. And then they're going to say, wait a minute, let me go to their website. What products are they? Because they want their pain to be taken away. I can't remember who made this this statement, but they said your customers want you to be the aspirin to their pain. But there's so many people out there, there's so many coaches, there's so many this, that, and that they want someone to connect with them that they can see themselves. They're like, wait a minute, she just said that. That's what I just thought last night. So that's just powerful. I mean, you're just amazing. I told y'all, ladies and gentlemen, she has the great information about social media and your website. And the great thing, and I want to salute you for, really, because you have powerful brands, you know, one brand, but powerful platforms under your brand, that because we got to have that website. Oh, wow. And then you tell us how to do the social media and how we actually need to keep our colors and be consistent. But then we can't, you know, we will be remiss if we don't say anything about, she has an awesome, awesome radio show platform. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, okay, sure. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I do just want to throw in that listeners can jump over to joincharvette.com, joincharvette.com. If those tips just whet your appetite and you're like, oh my goodness, I need more of that, you need to be in a session, 4-week session I have coming up starting next week, but joincharvette.com is there. But my radio show is every Tuesday live. It's a talk show for 1 hour, and I get to interview dynamic people just like you, Dr. Renee, and it has been a blessing. It is something that has pulled me along. I haven't had to push it. It is 9 years old, and I've had the opportunity to interview celebrities down to beginning and up-and-coming artists and authors, and it has been amazing.
Wow. Lord have mercy. She's just so amazing. So I had the awesome opportunity of being on your platform. I had a ball. I had a ball. I had to remember. It's so funny, ladies and gentlemen. You get two media personal, you have to remember, okay, I'm the guest. So you have to do that. But I commend you. You're just so powerful. Please tell us again, and your other how we can contact you as well. Tell us again about the amazing program you have coming up that we can actually take advantage of.
Thank you so much. Yes, so starting October 6th, Thursday, October 6th, for every Thursday in October, 4 weeks straight, I have a group coaching program called Facebook for Entrepreneurs, and I'm going to give you the inside scoop of how you market and brand yourself on Facebook, how you attract more clients, how you get more speaking engagements, how you sell more products, and how you can do it efficiently, and it won't take you all night and all day to figure it out. I'm going to give you the inside scoop. And so you can go to joincharvette.com, and Charvette is Charvette, joincharvette.com, and you can sign up there. And there's some bonuses. I have a workshop coming up in December. You get a bonus ticket to that when you purchase your seat for joincharvette.com. And then on social media, Charvette everywhere, Twitter.com/Charvette, Facebook.com/Charvette. And so it's just Charvette, Charvette on Periscope, and Instagram is Charvette M, because somebody took Charvette already.
You funny. Well, sometimes that happened because I had to do that on, let me see, I say LinkedIn, and I had to put Dr. Renee Sunday over there, and Instagram too, because it is two other Renee Sundays in the world. But anyway, they're not like me, because you're only the one person, right? But you know,
okay.
I want to commend you, because I really commend you, because you're very consistent, and you actually really impact people. I look forward to seeing your posts, and I see them all over the place. So that's very powerful, and I thank you for actually, you know, motivating, inspiring me to stay in my purpose. So I really thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a blast. I really take that as a high compliment.
Oh, you're so sweet. But we thank you so much, you know, for being here on Good Deeds. And if you need us for anything, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
All right. I sure will.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited because this young lady, I mean, she's a young lady, and you can learn from her. I just love it when she said it. Consistent and have your colors, because, you'll see me in my burnt orange and high yellow and the sun backdrop. It's in something. Now, I may put a little brown in there, you know, but it got a sun drop somewhere in there. But please connect with her. We'll have her information on our website. Also, we'll have it on our social media platforms as well. But just get these information, get information about her course, and then let's just try to stay consistent in our branding so people actually will be attracted to us. Because, you know, as I always say, you do have a calling. You do have a reason that you're here right now. And, you know, we do have dreams, we do have goals, we do have a purpose, and, of course, a destiny in life. You know, if you want any information about us about how to get our publications with the Sunday Publishing Company, we have Manifestations Now, Believe, Trust, and Walk Out Your Desk, that information. But, you know, all our stuff that we do, radio, TV, is in one place, which is www.reneesunday.com. Even if you want to be a guest on the radio show, that information is there too. But we love you, love you, love you, and you know we'll be back. You know we'll be back. You know we always come back, and you don't find out when we're actually broadcasting. But we love you so much, but you do matter, okay? Yes, you do matter. We love you, love you, love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.